Here's how you manifest something that your current reality doesn't match. You must become the person who already has or is living the life that you want. I'm not talking about you have to have it physically. I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, you have to be in the same energetic frequency as the version of you who already has it. So if the version of you who lives from abundance and prosperity doesn't worry about something, then you need to do that right now when it looks like you have everything to worry about. This is where a lot of people get messed up. They live life based on what they see instead of being the version of who they want to achieve or what they want to become in the future, doing it now.
The difference, I always say, between me and the other guys, it's that many people need to see to believe. I believe, and then I see.
It is going to work out. Now, it might not work out the way that you think it's supposed to work out, but that's the thing. That's just how it works. You think, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then this is going to happen. Yeah, that would be too boring. Trust that it is going to work out the way that it is supposed to work out. You wouldn't have been given this dream, this desire, whatever it is that you have in your heart right now. It wouldn't have been given to you if it wasn't for you.
So here's how I live my life. I live from the future right now. So everything that I do right now, I ask myself, is that what he would do? Is that the way he would look at it? Is this what he would think right now? And you see, by asking that question, I'm actually being him right now. Well, we know that our future is created right now. And now I'm just waiting for reality to catch up.
A situation came into your life not to break you, but to build you. Maybe that situation came into your life, whatever it is, financial struggles, marriage struggles, whatever it is. Maybe that situation had to happen so what's really meant for your life can take place. So when I say everything that you're going through, you're making it through, I'm so damn proud of you.
Stop and think. What's something really big that you would love to see yourself accomplish? If you were to just roll the clock ahead a year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, what is it that you really want?
All in love with the process, because it is the most beautiful thing in existence. I mean, right now, you are in the process of pursuing something extraordinary. You're developing your mind, your skills, and along the way, experiencing failure, but then learning from it and continuing forward, smarter, stronger, more equipped than the last time. You meet new people, experience new things, doors open up, and periodically, you look back and realize how far you have come. That is beautiful.
I think most people feel really lonely when you want something that doesn't currently exist. And so some people call that dreams, some people call that goals, whatever it is. You're trying to pull something from your mind into reality, and you want it done a certain way. And if it's not done that way, it's not what you imagined. And so people on the outside will throw stones and call you names that they think will change your behavior and get you to stop.
Remember, sometimes you will take the wrong turn in life. You take that wrong turn, it leads to a dead end. Now what are you gonna do? You gonna sit there at the dead end and stare at it? Or are you gonna turn around and figure out which way you're supposed to go? You're gonna go through a lot of dead ends in life. You just gotta keep it pushing, figure your way out of it. But don't ever just stand still. Life is always going. So if you stand still for too long, life is going to pass by.
The majority of people just don't. They don't do it. You know, it's like a lot of people want it, but not a lot of people want to do it. So just by taking that one little step, you've separated yourself from the herd.
The most important thing is to take action. That is the most, even if it's the wrong action, if you take the wrong step, if you take the first step in the wrong direction, the difference between you and the person who doesn't take a step at all is the worry. You have to take the first step. You have to take some kind of action.
Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities
They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward in all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
You know, you're not going to be perfect. Yes, you're going to have times in your journey where maybe you fall off in certain areas, or maybe you're not as disciplined, or you waver a little bit, right? But it's about maximizing the moment that you have right now, right? Having the self-awareness and the self-reflection to be able to catch yourself when you are falling off or slacking in a certain area in your life, and bring yourself back to center, ground yourself where you are, and make the most out of this moment that you have right now. Make the next right decision.
I feel like if you don't know where you want to be right now, you just need to ask yourself, what would you like to be doing a year from now? Because if you shorten up how long it takes you to get to where you want to be, it's easier and more attainable. I think when you think about what you want to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it seems like too far to reach. So starting with baby steps really helps you figure out where you really want to see your life go. Not where your friends or family want to see it, but where you want to go. And if you know at least where you'd like to be this time next summer, that should give you a good indication to start looking in that niche, in that field, down that path. Like, whatever that looks like for you is for you. And only you know that.
All of us are trying to find something, trying to find meaning, love, contentment, because we feel that something is missing. That's why we're so busy, why we kill ourselves with work, why we can't be still. This drive is what allows us to accomplish things. So it's not all bad. The problem is that when we do accomplish things, we don't feel that much better. It never seems to fill the void. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, you've wandered all over and finally realized that you've never found what you were after, how to live. Not in syllogisms, not in money or fame or self-indulgence, nowhere. Ain't that exactly right? What we have to realize is that the answer to our problems is not more. Money, power, renown, these will not satisfy us. We satisfy it simply by living our life as nature demands. That means by being good, by being true to ourselves, by focusing, by not wasting a second wishing anything was otherwise or caring what other people think of us. We just live as well as we can.
The fact is, there is something big inside of you. Lean into that. I know that you have huge ambitions, and I want to make sure that you never give up on going for them.
Best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's come to save him. If he can know that and feel peace about it and almost be excited about it because he gets to go fight his own hero's journey, he'll win. If he can accept it, he'll win. Because you take entire responsibility for your life. Too many people give up responsibility in their life to then point the finger at somebody else. Take responsibility for everything. I'm going to win. I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, and do the same thing I did yesterday.
When you guys think about what it is that creates greatness, and when you think about all the things that you wish you could be, and wish you were, and wish you could become, you have to understand that that requires effort from you. That requires you doing things intentionally that are going to make you uncomfortable, that are going to help develop skills that you can then apply to any plan that you move forward.
Challenge yourself. There's always more things that we could do, that we can face, that we can get things done, but we don't want to do it because it feels scary, it feels uncomfortable. We worry. That's another way. If everything in life is doing well, then that means you're not challenging yourself enough.
Feeling lonely?
Me too.
I feel lonely a lot. But what loneliness is at its core is a lack of understanding of who we really are. When something bad happens, why me? To feel sort of a grievance
feel that things aren't fair, to feel that other people aren't giving you what you want or what you deserve. We start from a position of feeling kind of sorry for ourselves. We deserve more than what we're getting. And so Amor Fati is very powerful in that you train yourself to accept everything that happens. It's sort of a banality to say that things happen for a reason, but there's some truth to it. For Nietzsche, it was, this is life. Life involves pain. Life involves adversity. You're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. Your friends and family members, they're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. You're going to have failure in life. People are going to hurt you. But that is life. That's what it is. So to resist that, to be angry about that, means to not love life itself.
Well, join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations are high. Go where the demands are high. Go where the pressure's on to perform, to grow, to change, to develop, to read, to study, to develop skills. Go where the demands are high. Go where the expectations are strong so that it'll provoke you, push you, urgently insist that you not remain the same for the next couple of years, the next 5 years, that you grow and change.
The battle is feelings versus discipline. And I hate living according to your feelings. I hate acting according to your feelings. They get you messed up, dude. They jack your life up. They get you in trouble because not all feelings are good. You cannot live your life based off of your feelings. Feelings do not equal reality. Feelings do not equal results.
Won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are gonna slay aren't gonna get bigger, they are, but you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience, you have all of these other things that are behind you. But at the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
Need you to understand that there is an undeniable power behind belief. And I know that you've never had anybody that's truly believed in you, but I'm telling you that I believe in you. I know that you can overcome your destructive habits, that you could become more confident, you can earn more, you can let go of the traumas that should no longer serve you, and you're better than that.
I'm saying what if, and start saying why not. Some people are gonna live with the what if for the rest of their lives. But when I get old, I'm on my deathbed. Man, what if I would've took that chance? What if I would've just started? What if I would've took the first step? Taking the first step got us exactly to where we are today. You take a chance to do something that you love, saw in a dream, it could change your life. But exactly where you are right now is always gonna be there. That's never gonna go anywhere. Your hometown's gonna be the same. People gonna be doing the same shit around you. But a chance for you to get out of where you're at, step out and take a chance on life, man, it could be the best decision you ever made in your life. But you can't sit down and what if? Sit down on your ass and think, damn, what would it be like to be there? Go fucking do it.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. Now, once people understand that they're going to be uncomfortable, then the question is, what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? What behaviors will you demonstrate in one day? And the act of closing your eyes and rehearsing who you're going to be when you open your eyes begins to install neurological hardware in your brain to look like you've already done it.
Whatever you're thinking about, that's who you will become, because thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to lifestyle, and that lifestyle is what dictates who you are.
Here's the reality. Bad days are in store for all of us. It's guaranteed. It's the circle of life. So the question we need to ask ourselves is it really worth wasting perfectly good days fearing the bad ones?
People chase happiness because they think that that's what they need, when in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself. So instead of chasing the emotion, become the type of person that is experiencing that emotion, and you can be in that state more consistently.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that You got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be, and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes. And that's going to be a problem.
Wishing says to your mind, you haven't got a prayer, but you might as well wish. So when you say to the mind, I wish I could, it says, yeah, me too, get over it.
When other people break and give up and stop, I just don't, right? And it comes down to the story you tell yourself about yourself.
Change is really hard. I don't think people realize how hard it is, because often when they think of change, they think about making positive changes. And so you say to people, well, obviously making that change would improve your life. So why is it so hard to do? And the reason is because, first of all, change is hard because change involves loss. So even though you might be moving to something better, what you do lose is you lose the familiar. You lose your comfort zone. And a lot of us are very worried about going into a place of uncertainty, a place that we haven't been before. So some of us, like sort of human nature, would rather stay in the familiar place, even if the familiar is miserable or unpleasant, than to say, I'm gonna risk something and go to this place that makes me really uncomfortable. They can't tolerate the discomfort of the uncertainty.
The things I do in life, most of life, you're alone. You may have a whole support group around you, but up here, you're alone. Most of the stuff I do, I'm training for that one, those moments. When you start to dive back in the cellar of your mind and you're pulling out all these tactics, all these mental tactics to get through to this, and no one's coming to save you, then you get through that.
Going into the darkness, I think everybody is motivated by two different things. One, you have the beautiful things in your life, the things that are going well, the things that you're grateful for, the things you're moving towards instead of away. You have a compelling vision of your future. It's something that you're very excited about. Now, the flip side of that equation are the things that people that doubt you, it's haters, it's things you're moving away from, it's fear-based things, it's something that you absolutely refuse to let happen. One that is incredibly potent to me are the people that want to see me fail. And I find in very acute moments, the darkness serves you better.
Every thought you think and every word you say forms a blueprint, and your mind must work to make that blueprint real.
Only execution matters. Burn that into your nervous system. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself, only execution matters.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day, according to your level of belief. It will manifest itself in what you're doing.
The worst thing in life that happens to a man is they get symbolized. Because you lose the hunger for life. You think you've arrived. And once you have I've arrived mentality, that's my biggest fears. Is I get to a point where I'm at that point where life has come to me. And I had that feeling of I've arrived. I now know my life for what I know it to be is over. I cracked the code to human potential in myself. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours in years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. The life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing the towel. You're saying, there's a way I'm out of this.
Thinking about it, feeling good about it, those are awesome. But if you have a vision of something you're trying to do, become, whatever, and you don't execute against it, and I don't need you to want to build a big business. What are you doing? How do you define it? What are your deliverables? What are the metrics by which you're judging yourself? And by the way, if you don't want a grand goal, you don't need one. But then say, what I'm trying to do is get centered. I'm trying to experience happiness. Even that, you can begin to look at ways that you can improve that.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Right now, between me and the person I want to be, between you and the person you want to be, there is a gap of skill set, and that's it. But once you know your mission, and once you believe that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, then you can do the extraordinary.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. All you want is the strength to get through your life.
Stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out. Grinding away at yourself. Stop it and just do. You are not responsible for the world. Only responsible for your work, so just do it.
You can't have a life that you're going to find acceptable without that, because you need the vision and the plans to give you purpose and direction. That's where all your positive emotion comes from. All your motivation is laying out plans that are worth attaining and then observing yourself moving towards them. That's the source of most positive meaning. And then also, without that structure, you're so lost that you're going to be anxious and overwhelmed.
The true heroes and the true titans and the true masters, those people are not fearless. Those are people who have just practiced walking into their fear and living on the razor's edge consistently to the point where they're comfortable amid their discomfort. And that's the great opportunity for you, not to avoid fear, but to be comfortable in the unknown, to be comfortable when you're terrified. Their fears are larger than their faith.
It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. It's very important. You owe that to yourself. Don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second. There goes another second. There goes another second. And we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind in your dreams and your bills.
It said, on the days that I feel like I'm not going to make it, on the days that it feels like I can't endure anymore, I think back on my track record for surviving all my bad days. And so far, surviving all my bad days, my track record is 100%.
So try the most outrageous things you can. Shock yourself. You have at your power the ability to do anything.
You can take your surroundings beyond order and move towards beauty, and that's unbelievably useful because while beauty calls people to their higher being, I would say, and to make friends with beauty is to introduce yourself very carefully to one of the mysteries of life that make it worth living.
I don't know why you do what you do. What is your motive for action? What is it that drives you in your life today, not 10 years ago, or are you running the same pattern? Because I believe that the invisible force of internal drive activated is the most important thing in the world. I'm here because I believe emotion is the force of life.
Every great hero was broken. Outsuffered the majority. And what I'm suggesting to you is pain can be transformed into power with the intention to transform pain into power. You see, what most people do is this is why most good people lose. They stumble and they fall and they become heartbroken or disappointed by life's challenges. That happens to every single one of us.
This is the central mantra of my life. It doesn't matter who you are today. It really doesn't. So if you feel like you're incapable of something, maybe you are today. So it's not about who you are today. It's about who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there.
So you have to watch who's speaking into you. You've got to begin to monitor your mind, and you've got to begin to literally be proactive in programming yourself to success. Be ye not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've got to take responsibility to make that happen. And as you begin to do that, you'll begin to see some incredible changes in your life. When Earl Nightingale said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it.
Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. I try to give myself a goal every day. Have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency.
Who do you know that you can compare yourself to? That's easy. You. Yesterday. So here's a good goal. It's something like, well, aim high. And I really mean that. Aim high, but use as your control yourself. It's like, so your goal is to make today some tiny increment better than yesterday. Incremental improvement is unstoppable.
I continue to fail. I love failure. The indomitable will, if you have a belief, you can do something. The only way you grow that, like in the gym, you grow your muscles by actually exercising. You grow the love of you and your wife by caring for them and having their back. To grow the individual will to become something, you must get comfortable with fear and failure. They must be your best friends. They're the only one that moves that needle of life. Why is that?
Because it's a report card back on your shortcomings.
On why they're not living their dream. On why they're not manifesting their greatness. They will always be able to point those things out, but none of those things count. The only thing that counts are results. And results don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They tell it all. Judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, not the ones that it might talk about, not the ones that it might wish for, or think about, or affirm about, but the fruit that it actually bears.
Work on your focus. Work on your focus. Perspective is everything. Let me tell you something. The problem with most of you is that you see difficult as something negative. For real, for real. I want you to see difficult differently. But listen to me. The more you go through, the more difficult it is, the more challenging it is. Listen to me, the harder it is. Are you hearing me? The more challenging it is, all you're doing, baby, is building muscle.
So let us look. I think that all of us are committed. But I think that some of us are producing results in our lives that level of commitment brings that we particularly don't like or find distasteful. I don't think that as a participant in life, you cannot be committed. You're either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness.